Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill Fisher. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a line drive into left field. Gurnett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gurnett. Aparicio scores. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. Fries moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Fries scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Phil Regan now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Freese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yost moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost scores. Veal moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Bilko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Smith reaches second base with a double. Freeze moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Phil Regan. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Spencer now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bilko hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowling moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freeze for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for George Spencer. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Paul Foytak now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Landis reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 4 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Mike Garcia now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Bilko moves to second. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Dick Gurnett. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Kaline scores. Bilko moves to third. Bowling moves to second. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bilko scores. Bowling moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Harry Chiti. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Lou Berberet now catching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Freese hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Al Smith. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to first to double up McAuliffe. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.